This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Napoleon has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. It is Friday. The countdown has officially begun. We are doing Ask Keisha Friday. It's definitely one of the shows that people really like, so I figured we would do it today. And before we get into the questions that you guys have, hey, Ma, I have my mom in the studio. I have to get, like, my favorite people before we end this. I have to get my favorite people in the studio. So my two favorite people in the whole wide world. You hear
Hi.
One of them. Ella Bella and Grandma.
Say hi.
Hi.
So Ella, absolutely. It's funny. She has lived her whole life.
Hi.
Yes, coming to the studio. So she sees a microphone and she knows what to do with it. Right, baby? Yeah, she does. I can only, Mom, I think it's so crazy. Like, yes, yes. Because one of the things I know my mom taught me is how important it was, and it is, to, expose your children to different things. You know, whether it's travel, it's different food, it's different restaurants, different environments and different types of people. So this one has definitely been a world traveler and had so many different experiences to only be a year old. What do you think, Mom? Mom's sitting here. She's not paying attention to me.
I'm making sure. Look, Ella wants to sit on her own and sit in the chair by herself. Okay, look.
So
look,
I'm
Mommy's doing her show.
Yeah, I'm looking at. Yes, Booby. Uh-oh. Are you going to?
You want to sing?
Yes. Oh. So I'm looking at some of the questions and comments that are coming
la,
in.
La, la.
Yes, la, la, la. Hey. I'm, of course, seeing, hey, we're seeing shout-outs from New Jersey, baby, where Mommy's from Irvington, to be specific. I grew up on Lindsay Avenue.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
It's so crazy. When my grandfather passed away, it's been, what, 3 years ago now? Has it been? Yeah.
September.
It'll be, I went by to see our old house in Linden, on Linden Avenue in New Jersey. It was so crazy. You know, I knocked on this woman's door. She's looking at me like, who is this lady and why is she knocking on my front door? But she did allow me. I didn't go in the house, but I took a picture outside. And it was so crazy to see how the neighborhood had changed so drastically, you know, since Ella. Can you not beat the microphone up today? Thank you, Booby. Thank you. Yes.
She said thank you.
It was so crazy to see how much the neighborhood, yes, come over here, sweetheart, had changed since when we lived there. You know what I mean? Uh-oh, I think we have a call-in. Let's see who we have. Welcome to Candidly. Hello?
Hi.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. Who do we have on the line?
Hi.
Ella, say hi, too.
Your Camp Kizzy girl, Jakira.
Oh, hey, Jakira. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Do you hear Ella saying hi? Say hi, Ella. Say it again. She didn't hear you. So what is your question, Miss Jakira?
My question is, what is the most fulfilling thing for as being a mentor to girls?
You know what? Come on, yes. Sorry, this one is in the background talking about Booby. But the most fulfilling thing, you know, honestly, it's just seeing you guys just grow and thrive and realize your power and your potential and just realize your dreams. That's the biggest,
like enjoyment and blessing is just to see how you guys flourish and just see the growth from year to year, because there's so much. When you're living the experience, you know, you don't realize how much you grow and change and evolve. And being able to witness it is an absolute joy.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm so happy I got
this. I know. How are you? How is everything? How's your family?
Everything is going really good. I'm a freshman in college. Yeah. I'm majoring in biology.
Okay.
I'm planning on becoming a obstetrician gynecologist.
Okay, what about singing? What happened to your singing? Are you still doing that?
I am still singing.
Okay.
I have grown a lot since my first year at Camp Kizzy.
Okay. So wait, you didn't say where you're in school.
Huh?
Where are you in school?
Savannah State University.
Nice. And okay, I need to make sure. So you finished almost your first year. How are our grades?
They're very, very, very good.
Okay, I was about to say, you
hesitated. I'm having a little trouble with one class, but we're getting on top of it.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Thank you for calling in, sweetie. It's so good to hear your voice, and I'm so happy that everything is well.
It's always a wonderful time and a wonderful moment to hear yours. You changed so many girls' lives, and you live in absolute love, and I'm just so grateful for that.
You're about to make me cry. You know it's not hard to do.
It's not.
And you know what? I'm not a crybaby. But when it comes to you all, it's just because you're so, like, Camp Kizzy and all of you guys and my girls are so near and dear to my heart. Like, in life, like, probably people don't ever see me cry. But, well, yeah, people do. That's just a lie. I do cry, but it takes a lot to make me cry is the point. So I just want to say thank you. And now that you're a freshman, you need to apply to be a counselor.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, we'll be looking for it. We're hit us up on the Camp Kizzy website and we'll get back to you. So we have your most recent contact info. Okay.
Okay. Love you so much.
Love you lots.
Bye. Bye, Ella.
Ella's Bye, blowing you kisses too. Right now.
Keep listening to Candidly Keisha's pod. She's amazing.
Thank you, boo. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Oh, Ella's blowing kisses. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Oh, she said bye-bye. No, I am. I guess I am. I never thought of myself as emotional as I am because I've always, you know, been the oldest, and I guess I am. I'm a crybaby. It is what it is.
It's okay. You got it, honestly.
It is what it is. Well, we have some other, let's see, some questions that people are asking online. Lord have mercy. Someone asked, oh, Kenya. Hey, Kenya. He's so sweet. Asked, what is my biggest pet peeve? I think I'm a weird germaphobe. I think that's my biggest pet peeve. It's like stuff being clean and in order. And I'm one of those people that when my surroundings aren't in order, it makes me feel out of sorts. Would you say that, Mom?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Like, it just is what it is. I don't know what to say.
100%.
Let's see. There's so many on here. I'm trying to, what would you recommend people with low self-esteem or make their body? Oh, okay. I think basically they're asking about self-esteem in like body image, especially in the entertainment world. And this is from peace_joy_happiness. It's really crazy because now in social media and all of that, you have so many, you're bombarded with all of these examples. And let me just start with, most of them are fake, guys. Like, I don't know the best way for you to kind of reel it in and to us to understand that even just because you see it, you cannot believe it. There's so many apps out here to smooth out skin, to slim down waist, to elongate legs that, you know, you're comparing yourself to something that is so unattainable. And the biggest thing that I would say is what I say to my girls at Camp Kizzy is you were born a priceless original. So why are you trying to be a worthless copy? And yeah, I get it. Some women are like, well, you know, these are the type of girls that they're dating and what have you, or hoes be winning and all of that. girl, I don't want what they got. Bye. You can have it. That's how I feel about it. But you have to start with loving yourself, because if you don't love yourself, how are you going to expect anyone else to love and receive you? And it starts with little steps. It could be affirmations in the morning. And, you know, that saying, fake it till you make it. Sometimes you have to say it until you honestly, wholeheartedly believe it. So that's what I can go on and on about that. So I'll just, you know, stop there. So let us see. What else? People are asking, can they see me more on TV? And yes, I definitely am getting and I'm turning my focus back to acting. I've taken time off, you know, to be a mom and, you know, just get a bunch of life things in order. But now it's definitely time for me to get back to work. And everyone's asking, how is Ella doing? And Ella, as you hear, is amazing and happy and lively and full of personality. And I could not have prayed for a better blessing to be her mommy.
You're over here taking off her Uggs.
Oh, yeah. She takes off her shoes, her socks. It's just a kid thing, I'm sure. let's see. A lot of people do ask me about, like, what brand of shampoo or conditioner that I use. And what I can say, actually, a good friend of mine, and she is, and this isn't anything I am being paid to say or what have you, but it's called, her product is called Lynn Marie. And you can go, Lynn Marie Hair Care, and that's what I've been using recently. And what I love about Lynn Marie Hair Care is that I can literally use the whole thing, like, without having to, like, you know how a lot of times with hair care products you have to get a little something from here, a little something from there, a little something. Her clarifying shampoo, her conditioner, then I use the leave-in conditioner spray, and then she has, like, a serum that I put on. So literally what I do is I wash my hair with the purifying shampoo. The reason that I like the clarifying shampoo the best is because my hair tends to be kind of oily. So there is a moisturizing shampoo also. And then I put the conditioner in, I comb the conditioner through, and then I rinse it out. You have to rinse your hair really well. I literally rinse my hair till if I run my finger across it, I hear it squeak. That way, I know it's clean. Then I spray on the leave-in conditioner, I blow dry it in sections, and I blow dry my hair with a brush because it just works better for me. Then after I have it all blow dried, I put literally like 2 pumps of her shine serum in my hand. I rub it together. I rub it through my hair. And then I flat iron it in sections. And when I tell you, my hair comes out so light and beautiful every time. So you can Google. It's Lynn, Linmarie products. And they really, really work, period, point blank. So that's what I would definitely say about my hair care. And it also starts from the inside out. I've said this many a times on Candidly Keisha, and anytime I've been asked, that I drink tons of water. I feel like taking your vitamins, tons of water, and just having a healthy lifestyle are really, really important. What would you say, Mom? I think it's genetics a little bit too, because my mom, I'm looking at her hair. My mom has a whole lot of hair also. So it's kind of a combination of those things. Let's see.
The color of my lipstick.
They always ask me because my new fave is this red, and it is another friend of mine who I just am so grateful that I have such great, talented friends. I'm actually wearing it in this, and all of these are on Instagram. I'm sorry. I'm looking up so I can make sure that I don't mess it up. But Scooby. Oh, I'm SC. Hey, Scooby West. So my friend Scooby has this amazing lip care line, and it is called Christian. And is it Christian? It's Chloe and Christian is the name. Chloe plus Christian is the name. And you can look at it on Instagram, but I'm trying to remember which color I have on here. But my favorite color in his line is the doll. So I really, really love the doll. That's the red that I normally wear. And then they have Tootsie, which is kind of a brighter red. And they have some really, really good fuchsias. I've been wearing their fuchsia, and I can't remember what, I don't have it on me. But what I love about the Scooby West, the Chloe and Christian lip gloss, is that it will stay literally all day long. Like, you can eat, you can drink, you can do all of this. And then with Ella, my lipstick, I don't have to reapply it. So I absolutely love his product. Yes, Ella, you trying to sing to us? Yes. What else? I know. Oh, hey, Sona, I see my friends. Deets on the lipstick. I've given you that. Yes, baby, what's going on? Do you have reservations about getting married again? Is there a chance you and Big Tigger will get back together? Hilarious. You know, I don't call him Tigger. Darian is an amazing guy, and I wish him all the best. And that's not like some weird, like, foo-foo-ass answer. I'm genuinely mean it. But, you know, we've definitely... Mama! We've definitely both moved on in our lives, and I know he is dating someone and happy, and I wish them the best. But I definitely would get married again. I'm not in a rush to do it by any means because, I mean, I kind of got to get divorced first. How about them apples? But when it's time, I'll know. And right now I'm just focused on enjoying life and being happy and, you know, just getting back to dating once I'm finally divorced. You don't like that idea? No. Light. You want to turn the light off, baby? Well, we can't turn the light off. I think Ella may need to take a walk, a lap around the building with Grandma. Because she has decided that she is going to talk on this podcast today. Oh, my mom. You can say that. My mom said the next one's going to have a background check. Go ahead and say it.
He's going to have to come with all his paperwork and referrals and everything else.
Hilarious. I can't say I'm mad at that. But the funny thing is you could do a background check all day. And sometimes, you know, yes, baby, people, you know, come through the cracks. Someone asked, are you going to open a restaurant? If so, what would you sell? And then what would the name of the restaurant be? Yes, eventually I would love to open a restaurant. And it would be a very casual eatery place, really neighborhood homey with farm to table concept. Oh, hold on one second. We have a quick caller. Hi, welcome to Candidly Keisha. Can you hold on one second while I finish answering this question?
Yeah.
Okay. So the question was about what kind of restaurant. I'd love to do a restaurant. I'm still fleshing out the concept, but it will definitely happen in time. But we have a caller. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Jay.
Jay?
Yeah.
Hi, Jay. Welcome to Candidly Keisha. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Rudy?
I am lovely. What is your question?
Okay, so what is your favorite meal?
Man. Okay, I'm a foodie. I'm just going to start with that, and I am borderline probably a little greedy. So it really depends on what I want to eat and what I have a taste for. So I would say hands down, comfort food. Like if I went to my absolute favorite meal, it is steak. And it's like good old pan-fried steak that my mom makes with some onions and some white rice. And that, I don't care what's going on in the world, if my mom makes that for me, the whole world is right. That is my hands-down favorite thing to eat.
All right.
How about you?
I am a lasagna fanatic.
Nice. You know, I have this new love. I've been making fresh-made pasta. Have you ever made fresh pasta?
No, I have not.
Okay, let me tell you, it is really not that hard. The most expensive part are buying the tools you need. But once you get the like pasta roller and the pasta cutter down, and I'm sure that there are more expensive and less expensive options, when I tell you, you will never ever buy store boxed pasta again. And it literally takes pennies on the dollar because it takes like 3 cups of flour, some olive oil, some eggs, a little salt, water, things you already have in your cabinet. And it is so amazing.
Wow. You just taught me something.
So I had actually just on my Insta story a couple days ago, I may have to post it on my Keisha's Kitchen Instagram. I had taken everyone through the steps of making fresh pasta. I was at the house. It was Sunday. I wanted some pasta and definitely try it. But thank you for calling.
Yes, nice talking to you, Rudy.
Well, have a wonderful day.
You too.
You have any questions, James? Since you're standing here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I actually had a question. I always wonder what I know. Rudy was a character you played a long time ago. Uh-huh. What? How does that make you feel? You always. I mean, I know it's a thing, but it's got to make you feel a certain way. Everybody's like calling you Rudy, and you're like, "Well, my name's Keisha." But
you know, this is what I say. It was it's such a blessing to, you know, actors work their whole lives to get on a show or become a part of, you know, an iconic show that mm-hmm. stands the test of time. So I'm grateful that yeah. I've been able to be a part of history. I'm grateful that so many people love what I do, that identify with the character, love it, and are still continuing to watch, because at the end of the day, because people love it is why I'm able to earn a living at something I genuinely enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And everyone can't say that. I get it. I'm always going to be Rudy, no matter what. And to another generation, I'm always going to be Miranda. I'm always going to be, you know, other characters that I've played. And it's really fine. I think people have to also understand that we're still people.
Yeah.
And it's also the way. And it's, you know how your mom says, not what you say is how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the intent behind it. Like, if you're genuinely a fan and enjoying my work and celebrating with me for what I've done, absolutely. But if you're just trying to be an asshole, that's completely different. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know the difference.
Yeah.
You
know, like that caller was like, it was endearing.
It was endearing. Yeah. It was endearing. So, you know, I felt her love for my work and what I've done. And in no way is that a bad thing ever, no matter how you slice it. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know some people, you know, feel a certain way, but you're right. It's, I mean, how many shows really had that kind of longevity?
Absolutely.
You know, it's very hard to do. You said something earlier about getting back more into acting. What, what is it? Shows, TV, movies?
I'm open. I've never been one of those people who are like, it has to be this medium. It has to only be TV or film, or it's really about great roles and great parts.
Right.
And I really feel that the time is now, with everything that's happened in Hollywood and the transition from the Time Is Up to the movement to, you know, bringing really diverse Black Panther, you know, showing that African-American, positive African-American characters can also make money.
Yeah.
And women can also carry films. Like, there's never been a better time to be an African-American woman actress than right now. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, just who I am as a person and the integrity. Some of these roles, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Right.
You know, this isn't something that I would want to perpetuate and show. So that's really been a lot of it. And sometimes when you've been in the business this long, you have moments where you do lose your passion for it.
Yeah.
And you are kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And I've been there.
Yeah.
And now I'm passionate about it. I'm ready to get back to work. I'm excited about it. So it's time.
No, that's cool. And you know, you say about African American women and getting into film and such, but also writing, it seems like, has really exploded. And is that something you'd ever want to?
I do write. Actually, okay. Me and my writing partner. Hey, Quita.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, we've written several scripts. And, you know, it's just a whole process that a lot of people don't realize.
Right.
You know, people see the pinnacle. People see once the movie has come together, but they don't see the years it took to get someone to read the script, to like the script, to be behind the script, or to raise the money to do it yourself. Or, you know, to get the people attached once you've had the money, there's so many different moving parts with filmmaking. There's so many different politics. There's so much that, you know, it looks easy and it looks like it's happened overnight, but there is no such thing as an overnight success, period. Ella.
No, working in production, I don't know as far as like on the movie side. But even a TV show now, when you watch and you see like executive producer, and that really means someone like put some money into it, right?
Yeah. They're two different. It depends on if it's like movie, like executive. I don't want to get on. The producer is the one who's more with the content. The executive is more of the money person.
Okay.
So there's so many different moving parts and so many different, It's just a lot. It's a lot, a lot, a lot. But there is no better time than now. And in saying that, it doesn't deter me from doing it. But also, you know, with acting, you get into the, you know, well, this is your role where people kind of want to put you. You're an actor. So they may not respect you as much. You have to prove yourself still. Not only do you have to continue to prove yourself as an actor, but you then have to reprove yourself as a writer, as a producer, as a director. Because, you know, a lot of people want vanity credits, which are basically credits where they get it, but they don't do shit.
Yeah.
And I've always been one. Like, I went to school for this. Like, I'm on the doing side of things. But it's also, to be a creative business, it's so uncreative. Because until they don't know they want it until you show them. And then it's a success. Then they realize they wanted it. But before that, they are like, no, I want. Because, like, Rudy was supposed to be a boy, for instance.
Oh, really?
It was supposed to be a boy.
I guess it could be with that name. Yeah, I didn't even think about
that. My character was supposed to be a boy. And they didn't realize, okay, well, maybe this is supposed to be a girl until...
I guess when they met you, or...
It was a girl.
Ah.
So. What you doing, girl? But yeah, so it's a very, very interesting, you know, dynamic. I'm going to go back. Let's see if there's any other... Man, we have, like, a whole lot of... out of questions here. We may have to do another Ask Keisha. There are lots of people just saying congrats and sending love and light, and I definitely appreciate that. And then my skincare regimen. I think I've answered this question a million times, but people still ask. Yeah, and then someone asked, is my hair natural? Yes, my hair is absolutely 100% natural. It's always been natural my entire life, except for that one time when I was in college and I went to this random hairdresser and let them talk me into putting like a perm in my hair, and they put a cheap one in and my hair fell out. It was horrible, but I've never done it beyond then. Skincare regimen. You know, I love Dove soap. I use it on my body. I use it on my face. And the one splurge I do have is my La Mer skin cream and sunblock. That's a splurge. It is a couple $100, but I feel like it balances because Dove is only, what, like $2 a bar, something like that. Yeah. And again, it's just treating yourself well, drinking lots of water, taking some vitamins, you know, doing all sleeping.
Now, breastfeeding, can you drink much? Or I guess you have to be—
Liquor?
Or just any wine, beer, liquor?
You can have a little. You can have some. It's just— You have to – I just really don't because, A, I've kind of lost the taste for it.
Yeah.
There may be some nights that I'll go out and have a cocktail, but you just have to wait for it to get out of your system. So, like, if you have a cocktail, you need to wait, like, a couple hours before you breastfeed.
Okay.
And you're fine. But, I mean, you can't get shit-faced. You know, if you go and get – it's going to take you longer to get out of your system. So it's like anything else. What made you ask?
No, I just thought about it because you were talking about some drinking or whatnot, and I was just wondering, like, I wonder how long that takes to kind of filter through your, you know, that, because, you know, we don't want elegant drunk.
No, we don't do that. We don't need those problems. But I think we have one more caller. Hi, welcome to Candidly Keisha. Who am I speaking with?
This is Allie.
Hi, Allie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. What is your question?
Can I ask any question?
Sure.
I just wanted to know about how it was like being on that show.
Which one?
The Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show? You know what?
Yes.
I really, really enjoyed it. It's my childhood, pretty much. I was on the show from the time I was 4 to right before my 13th birthday, and I had a great time. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the work that I did. I enjoyed the people who I worked with. And I really enjoyed being able to be a part of something that it has become iconic. Not too many people have the ability or the luxury or the chance to do something like that. And quite frankly, it really kind of set the trajectory for the rest of my life. So I'm very grateful for the experience. And yeah. Did I
That's
answer
awesome.
Your question? Thank you. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, nice. Are you in school?
I'm going to be in school soon, yeah.
Oh, where are you going to go?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, no worries. Just make sure you keep your options open and keep at it, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for calling.
You too.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. Who am I speaking with?
Dominique.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Dominique.
Hi, Dominique.
Hi.
Is this the Dominique? What, Dominique who?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, you're from Michigan. Okay, I have one of my Camp Kizzy girls whose name is Dominique, so I was just making sure.
Oh, wonderful.
How are you today? What's your question?
I'm finding you. Am I speaking to the actual Keisha and Rudy?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm so excited.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I am a huge fan, just to let you know. I've been watching the Cosby Show since the beginning. I'm going on 39 years old.
And me too. My birthday is in less than a month.
Yay. So, Miss Keisha, so
yes.
I have been down and out. I'm a single parent of a soon-to-be 7-year-old son.
Okay.
I'm excited, but I'm having some financial troubles. I've been trying to get a car. It's just so hard for me to get it. I have a disability in my ankles, my wrists. I can't. I'm constantly out here 24/7, taking my son to school on public transportation. What is some good advice for a single parent like me to like get that problem solved as far as budgeting? Anything that can help me, like.
I need
some help.
Are you working?
No, ma'am. I'm not working.
What is it that you do? Like, what is your passion or your trade? Or
okay, so I did graduate from high school. I did take a couple of classes in college. I did graduate from a 9-month medical assistant program in 2007.
Okay.
I had my son in 2011. I feel like I'm stuck, but I want to be a nurse so bad, but it's just a financial thing. Just
you know what?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is what I can say. And I know I feel you. I feel you. I feel you.
Yes.
And I know it's hard. But the biggest thing, and I've been guilty of this too, so I'm not I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you, in terms
right.
of having to shift your mindset. It's so hard because when you can't see it in front of you, it's like, well, how the hell am I supposed to think abundance and I don't see no damn abundance?
Right.
I feel you.
Right.
But there's this, it's one of those things. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you this app. And this is something that I do. It's called The Secret. And it's a money app, and it is a little bit more it's like a $4 app, which I know when you talking apps, you like, why the hell am I going to pay $4.99 for an app?
Why?
But what I like about this app is it helps to give you the tools to shift your mindset about money.
Okay.
So what it does, it gives you, like every day, it gives you daily inspiration, it gives you affirmations that you say, and then it gives you like checks, like virtual checks. That you can then go in and spend. And then every day you spend your check, it gives you another check. And then another part of it is manifested money. So it gives you the opportunity to be able to change your focus. Because if you're focusing on lack, you're only going to get more lack.
Right.
So, and you know, I'm not saying you still don't have to do the stuff. You still have to go out for job interviews. You still have to, if you have the medical degree, have you been pursuing that? You still have to be active in your pursuit of changing your circumstance. However, this also gives you the switch in the attitude. You know how like when there's a difference of the energy you give off when you're single versus when you're dating somebody?
Right. Yeah.
It's the same thing. You have to be open to receiving the abundance that the universe and God has for you. So with this, what I love is under the manifested money, what it does is it lets you every day at the end of the day, you go through your day and you put in the things like, you know how sometimes, like I know the other day I went to Chick-fil-A, right? I love Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
it's my thing. So I was in the drive-thru line for Chick-fil-A. And I got to the front, and normally I would pay by my card, but I was like, oh, I have some cash. Let me, because you know, people don't even hardly carry cash anymore. So I was like, no. When I got, because the line was really long and they had the little iPads out taking your orders and stuff. And when I got there, I was like, okay, I made my order. I was like, oh, no, I'll pay cash. They said, okay, well, you pay at the window. I got to the window, and I think my meal I'd ordered like for myself, it was something like $7.32, let's say.
Okay.
So I get there, and the guy said 32 cents. And I said, oh, no, sir. I said, mine was $7. You must be mistaken, because I was being honest. And, you know, and he said, no, ma'am. He said someone had come through the drive-thru, given $100 cash, and said pay for people's lunch until it runs out. And you've gotten the last $7 of that.
Wow.
So that is something that I put in my manifestation, that was income, you know, that was a gift that was given to me. And when I tell you, that touched my heart and it made me so happy. And it's the little things that happen. And when you focus on those little ways that you have abundance that you may not even see, it's the finding the dollar on the sidewalk. It's the time when, you know, you got something free unexpected, like those things. And the more you shift your focus to those things, the more you attract those into your experience. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
And then when you then have, it's about paying it forward. Because quite frankly, these last couple years have probably been financially the most challenging years I have ever had in my life.
I did not
prepare, nor was I expecting, to have to go through a 2-year divorce, to not be able to work, and to also have to provide for someone else. No matter how much money you have, when you have those sort of shift in circumstances, you know, it takes a toll. So that's why I said I feel you. But what I know is it's temporary. And the more you realize that it is temporary, and that the more you realize, okay, I have to shift my mindset so that I can be open to receiving what I deserve.
Right.
So then pay it full circle. I literally the other day went to that same Chick-fil-A. And when I bought my lunch, I said, you know what? I think I bought one sandwich, so it was maybe like $4 or $5. And I said, you know what? I paid with a 20. And I said, here, keep the change. Buy people lunch until it runs out.
I know. That's awesome.
So remember that when the blessings come, you also have to remember to pay it forward.
Exactly.
But I hope I've been able to help. And I just be encouraged, because this is just one sentence, one chapter in the story. It's not the end.
Right, exactly. I understand.
Okay.
Yes.
Have a wonderful Friday. Well, rest of your weekend.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
You're
God bless.
You're so welcome. God bless. So, I don't know. We have so many questions. We may need to do a part two. Because they keep coming in, and what I may even do is just let the questions come in for this show and then
pick it up on the next one. Cool.
Pick it up on the next one. So I'm thinking if for some reason your question was not answered, just stay tuned. I'm going to keep scrolling through my IG timeline, and we'll get your questions answered. I really enjoyed doing Candid Lakeisha, and I can't believe that I only have a couple more shows. And honestly, I'm thinking, this may be the end of Candid Lakeisha here, but we may have to continue. I'm not sure. We may need to talk, James.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this is Candid Lakeisha. It's Friday. It was Ask Keisha Friday. And we may just continue next Friday. Ask some more. But I'm definitely excited about our final show. I'm going to get all of the rowdy bunch, the brothers, the friends, the crazy Jamaican. We're going to get all of them to come back, and it's going to be so, so much fun. But again, have an amazing boss weekend, because I am going to. And we'll be right back next Friday right here on Candid Lakeisha.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.